Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. I'm really excited to be joined once again by the fabulous Jennifer Kreese. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Lisa.
It's so great to have you on the show. Today, we're going to be talking about exercises for empowerment, and in particular, Kundalini yoga. What is Kundalini yoga?
Kundalini yoga is this incredible form of yoga, which is considered to be the Raj of yoga or the king of yoga. It was one of the original forms. And it basically wakes up something called Kundalini Shakti, which is your life force, and it sits at the base of your spinal column, and all of the exercises help it to rise. It's called the coiled snake of life, basically. And when you help it to rise up the spine, you become incredibly energized, you feel empowered, and you start to look radiant. It's really amazing work.
So that's how you look so good, huh?
You're such a sweetheart. Thank you. It's one of the things that I do, and I adore it.
Well, you know, I know this is radio, but can you describe what some of the postures look like and how they differ from, let's say, hatha yoga or the yoga? Someone might picture like a downward dog or doing the triangle pose or something. Is it the same types of poses or what makes them different? I know I just asked you like three questions at once.
No, and I can handle it. No problem. You know,
right.
Kundalini, much of the beginning exercises are done seated because you want to connect to the earth in a deep way. And you know, you asked about one of the first exercises, and it's called the Sufist Grind, or it's called the Spinal Elixir. And you basically sit in a cross-legged position with your hands on your knees. It's really easy to do. And you bring your chest forward, and then you take your rib cage to the right, all the way to the back, to the left. And you're creating these circles with your core body, with your trunk, almost like you're the spoon in a jar of peanut butter, if you will. And you're kind of scooping around the sides of that jar. And when you do that, you're not only lubricating your spinal column, but you're like a snake charmer. You know how I just talked about the coiled snake of life or energy at the base of the spine? You're coaxing it to rise up the spine. And it's incredible because you feel like you're connected to the earth's movements, you know, because the earth revolves, obviously. And it's very grounding.
Nice.
So if you have any kind of anxiety, if you feel a little scattered, it brings you to a place where you feel really secure and confident, and it starts that energy flow. So it is quite different from hatha yoga. And, you know, there are very dynamic standing poses in Kundalini too, but a lot of the first series you do seated because you want to work on the etheric body, the subtle body of energy, and it helps you immediately.
And let's talk about the breath. I know that there's a certain way of breathing when you're doing the Kundalini yoga that's really important.
There is, and it's called Kapalabhati, which is a mouthful, and it means skull-shining breath. And it's very staccato. You know, in hatha yoga, it's something called ujjayi breath, or the warrior breath, which is a smooth in and out. And Kundalini has these very short blasts of breath, basically, where you do a quick inhale and a quick exhale. And it's not easy. You know, you can't see me doing that on radio, obviously, but you do a whole series of them. It sounds like rapid gunfire, but with your breath. And it creates something called tapas, or this internal heat. And you know how we all suffer from overactive minds, right? Especially, you know, with what we do in our lives with cell phones and computers. It helps to calm the mind, which is so key. And it creates this heat in your body, which can also help you detox. So it's multi-purpose.
Now, I know that you have a wonderful series where we can watch you and do it with you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually, it's called Waking Energy, and Kundalini is, you know, it's a Kundalini-inspired segment of this Waking Energy, and anyone can do it. They're actually available on my website. You can stream the downloads very easily. You know, it's under my website, which is jenniferkreese.com. It's spelled K-R-I-E-S. And Waking Energy is just a synthesis of these incredible health and longevity exercises. I call the whole series Tapping into Your Own Fountain of Youth because it literally does turn back the hands of time. I mean, it works on every aspect of your body, sculpting the outer body, you know, creating tone and strength. But most importantly, it works on helping to balance your inner energies, you know, which wards off disease. And, I mean, it just makes you look, as I said, radiant before and glowing. And they're not long segments. You know, you can actually really get a potent workout in 10 or 20 minutes. So
it's
pretty fabulous.
That's my kind of workout.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate, right? I mean, everyone's like, who has time? That sounds fabulous.
Yeah,
it's not
it is.
Hard. And what about if you have injuries or, you know, are there ways to modify or is it pretty safe, do you think, for most people, even if they haven't done anything for a while, any exercise?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, Lisa. It's remarkably safe for everyone. I mean, irrespective of age or fitness level or, if, you know, if people really haven't been doing much of anything, if they've been working hard and not working out, you can start at the ground and work your way up. And it's very gentle and very simple and accessible. And that's, you know, probably one of the most attractive aspects to this. There's a series called The Five Tibetans, which is literally a 10-minute sequence that you can start when you haven't done anything. And you're gentle with yourself, basically. And that's true if you're coming back from an injury, too. Because this works on your meridians, which are your energy pathways, and your chakras, which are connected to your organs, you know, these are all energetic systems in your body. It actually helps to speed the healing of injuries. So I highly, highly recommend it.
Now, Jennifer, I first heard of you through your amazing work with Pilates. Are you still doing Pilates?
I am, for sure. Yeah, especially, you know, I'm here in Southern California now, and you know, my mentor passed away this past fall, 2013, and she was 90. And, you know, I'm one of a very few, they're called second-generation master teachers. So I feel a certain responsibility to kind of pass along that original work because the West Coast isn't really familiar with the original work, and it's the most potent kind of work. It really changes your body immediately. It's incredibly challenging but gentle at the same time. And, yeah, I'm teaching workshops here and everywhere. You know, I have a bunch of workshops scheduled this fall here in Southern California, and then next year I'll be in Australia and Turkey, and I'm taking a few travels overseas. So yeah, Pilates workshops are still very much a part of my offerings.
And how did you get into Pilates in the first place?
You know, a long story that I will make as short as I can by telling you that, you know, I danced professionally all my life, and I started Pilates at age 13, like that tender age all those years ago. And we did it as pre-professional ballerinas to make us bionic. Like, we got incredibly strong doing it. And I just went from there. You know, I became a professional. I toured around Europe, and I injured myself when I was like 18, I was performing in London, and that's when I found Pilates as a teacher. You know, I wasn't able to dance. I was sidelined for a month. It actually brought me back from a serious injury, and I knew at that time, I just sort of had this epiphany that other people needed to share in it, and no one knew what it was at the time. So I brought it back to the States, and one thing led to another, and I was asked to create the first ever Pilates video, and that was 1997, and it sold 15 million units, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. That is just incredible. Jennifer, tell us where we can learn more about you.
Sure. On my website, which is jennifercreese.com, JenniferKreese.com, and that's really my online home, and I invite you all to come visit.
Well, it's a great site, and it's so nice that you have so much stuff that we can watch. And I'm going to try this Kundalini because I definitely could use a little bit of mind slowing down. So, Jennifer, we're going to have you on again soon. It's always such a pleasure. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.